solemnly swear we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the Wizarding World with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your hypnotic Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your repulsive Ravenclaw. I'm running out of things.
You're great. We love it.
Sorry. I like it. We're just going to dip into the bad, the ugly. It's going to be great. But today we are going to talk more about wizarding schools. And we are headed over to Russia. And I'm going to say this and it's going to be bad. Okay, ready for it. Okay, so the wizarding school that is located in Russia. And I'm going to put quotations somewhere. We don't know. I have some theories as well as some theories of other people. So we're going to talk about that later. But right now, the name of the Russian wizarding school is Koldov Storets. Yeah. Yay. I couldn't find a thing for it, and I'm super sorry. But that was pretty close, right?
Yeah.
So there is not very much about this one. I feel like we have less and less information as we're going. And it's really sad because I want to know more. I want to know everything. I want like an Ilvermorny, but for Koldov Storets, please.
Yes, all of them.
All of it.
One thing I actually did, which is very Ravenclaw of me, is I looked up the combination of the Russian names.
Yes, good job.
Koldostovo means magic, witchcraft, and wizardry in Russian.
Yes. It is aptly named.
Another, let's see, so the Toretsev means creator, and Dorvrets means like a royal place.
Yes, so. Like a palace. No, I looked up the etymology as well.
Dude, and dang it.
I practiced how to say the actual Russian word for witchcraft. It was Kolvostvo. And I was really proud of myself. I have a Russian friend, and she will never listen to this, I'm sure. But I was really proud. I'm working on it.
Dang it, you...
I actually follow...
I thought this is something I could do, and it'll be...
You're like, I got this. No, I actually follow someone that teaches me a Russian word each day, and I'm practicing really hard. Anyway, unfortunately, most of them are bad words, so I'm trying to find different words. All right, anyway. So what we know most about these hardcore witches and wizards from Russia, for Quidditch, they would ride entire trees instead of just brooms. Squirrels and all. entire trees. I just have to say that would be highly entertaining to watch. Like, yeah. Absolutely awesome. I can just picture these kids sitting on their giant trees with hundreds and hundreds of leaves just like chaotically flowing all around and going crazy. Just like imagine how hard it would be to just be able to see anything coming at you, be able to throw the quaffle at each other, to even see the snitch. Like it would be so tricky just because you couldn't see clearly.
Yeah.
Like it would be, I think it would just add a whole different like thing to the game. I also want to ask, would you think you could use whatever the tree has as extra weapons, like bird's nest or like owl? Yeah. Like
fly.
I think that would be the most terrifying thing ever. Get like egged during a game. Anyway, so Nadine, I have questions for you. Do you think that you get a new tree every time you played, or you continue to keep the same tree each year?
I feel like it would be way cooler if you just like pick your tree for each match. Like
this one.
Like, let's go, you and me, Quidditch pitch. Just rip a tree out right there and just be like, boom! So I feel like that's how I want it to be. Not probably how it is. But yeah,
because I picture like if you have the same tree for the whole year or even all 7 years, if you're on the Quidditch team, would your tree be basically a skeleton by the end? Like, you're out of options of, like, being able to egg people and throw birds at others. No leaves to protect you. I don't know.
Be yeah, like a skeleton I feel tree. Like, I feel like there's got to be some more, like, to make your tree really, really good, there's got to be enchantments and all of that, like, that are really hard, that hard work goes into it. So I think it makes more sense that you would stick with your tree for longer. But I just like the visual of, like, them just ripping up trees and then
ripping up trees. Deforestation. So, Nadine, what tree would you pick as your broom?
Oh, shoot. I am horrible with trees and their names. I mean, aspen is a safe bet because I feel like that's one of the only trees I know. I have a really pretty Japanese maple tree outside my house, and I feel like that could give me a little bit of flair.
Nice. Nice.
And it'd I like probably it. Be really fast, so maybe I'll go with that. Japanese maple.
I love it. Tree. I love it. So
which are probably not native to Russia. So if it has to be in Russia,
oh, I have no work, idea.
I don't think.
I was just
Japan's a lot tree, closer to Russia though than
any tree in the entire world. What would you choose? That's what I just want. Okay. I don't know Russian trees. Sorry, y'all.
A palm tree. No,
a palm tree.
I'm gonna go
the exchange students bring their palm trees. You're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like it's like you said, if you could use weapons like coconuts, those are good weapons. So,
Tis true.
I don't know. I'm going to stick with my Japanese maple, though. I'm going to go like with it. That one. It's got really pretty leaves.
I came down to two, and it just depends on what position I would be playing.
Ooh.
So, clever. If I was a beater, I would totally choose a redwood tree because they are gi-freaking-normous, yeah. And I could pummel someone with my tree.
Yeah.
But if I was a chaser, which I think would be better suited to my personality and how I play, I'm very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
I would choose a willow because those their vine leaves would snap and whip people in the face as I like pass them.
Yeah.
Also, there'd be 800 million bees and hornets and wasps to throw at people.
Ooh.
Because that's like all I remember of my grandma's willow tree is there's so many stupid bees.
And if
bees.
You were a keeper, you would want a really big bulky tree, like a grandmother willow type of tree that's got all just the little branches. You're just like, whoosh, whoosh.
Just like, you just have to sit there. You literally don't have to guard. Like
bloom where you're planted.
Bloom where you are planted. Wisdom right there. All right. So also, where do you think they store their trees?
I know. Quidditch. This is too much. I don't understand how they do it.
Because if you just laid them in a pile like Christmas, they would just die in their pile with the Christmas trees. Or do you replant it after? I mean, so many possibilities. Okay, to the next thing. Sorry. My tangents. They're worth it. Just delve into the mind of Tori. Let's just do it. All right. Not much more is mentioned. But there was an honorable mention that someone from this school competed in a Wizarding Potions Championship. They did well.
They did.
They were not mentioned by name. So there you go. but I just have to ask, why is everyone good at potions? Like, like even it's the true. One, like, Castable Brushu, we had the guy that was basically wrote the book on potions. In Makoturo, whoa, I just totally butchered their name. The Japanese school, they were all real good at potions. Like, what is it about potions?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why don't you go back to your...
Hogwarts is just so bad at it that everyone else has to make up for it.
I guess. That's it. That's what
like, we don't really get a really good potions master vibe from any of our students, do we? Like, no one aspires to do potions because Snape was just like, he ruined it for him.
He was a bad. All right. So now we're going to go into my source of really cool stuff. They like the people that came together to write this stuff did really well. I just don't know where they got it. So we're going to talk about it because it's amazing. It they made it up.
They got creative.
Beautiful.
I know, because there's like, there's no writing on this.
Not on like JK, like tweets or writings or archives. No, these people, yeah. I don't know where they're coming from.
Just so,
but they did a really good job.
Yeah, just so we clarify that with people, like,
yeah,
the canon that we know about this school is not, like, hardly any at all.
But, like, I have to say, they did a really good job. They, like, they studied Russian culture, all that kind of stuff. I thought it was pretty cool. So I'm just going to talk about some of the things that they wrote about. So they say that this school is located in a hidden part of Lake Ladoga? I don't know. It's next to St. Petersburg. It's really pretty. Also, I did not know St. Petersburg was all the way on like the eastern part of Russia. I always pictured it in the middle. I don't know why. I'm so sorry to all my Russian people. Because it is like up there with all the lakes by Finland. And oh man, like I'm like, are you kidding me? This is a beautiful area. There's a ton of lakes around St. Petersburg, and Lake Ladoga is just one of those. So they say that many students from outside of Russia may apply, which I can totally picture because St. Petersburg is like way on the east side. I bet tons of European kids come over. They say that the palace that it is located in, the school, is hidden. Like there's a protective barrier surrounding it, so no muggles can come there. A small part of the castle is above the lake, but under there's a whole just like Atlantis vibed below the lake, like castle. How cool is that? I thought that was pretty like innovative. If any of the students do not live in Russia, they are assessed by their magical abilities by a Koldovostorets teacher the summer before the new year to see if they're worthy of joining the school. The rooms of the school are decorated as if you are in a regal palace with intricate designs. They say that students get to the school. They ride to the castle on the back of giant water serpents, which sounds absolutely terrifying. Like, I can only remember, like, Princess Bride, like the eel. That's what I'm picturing. So it's probably not that. It's probably awesome. Hopefully, like, the Kelpie with Newt Scamander. Like, that's what I... Hopefully, it's that awesome and not awesome. So this whole like get to school thing is a test of students' magical abilities. They must cast a spell to allow them to breathe underwater. And of course teachers sometimes come to make sure the kids are safe. Which sounds terrifying. You're like, go have fun, go learn. And you're like, I can't even do this crazy charm that seventh years couldn't do properly, the bubblehead charm. Anyway, some other things that these people say is that their houses, which they don't call them houses, they call them courts. You're not called to your court until your second year. Which is all just based on your characteristics as well as academic strength. So it's kind of like you get a little bit of a year under your belt. You're like, I got this. Like, okay, I feel really comfortable in this kind of stuff. Like, I'm going to pursue this. And so you are put into your, like, house or your court in your second year. And I feel like you have a lot of, like, choice. I don't know. It doesn't really talk about it. It talks about, I don't know what this, hold on. Oh, it talks about in the hot summers, the students go swimming in the lake and take swimming lessons so that they can wear, they like go down below, so they can like see the castle and stuff like that. And then they talk about how there's like enchanted gray wetsuits with like cap and goggles so that they stay warm. Cause in the winters in St. Petersburg, it does get cold. Yeah. I thought it was pretty interesting. And then like I said, I feel like it was like a huge group of, like, it's a group assignment. But it was on Official Marauders Era. So if anyone wants to look at stuff like that. The picture they did was really cool because it's totally the St. Petersburg Basilica. That's what it's called, right? Basilica?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's how I did.
It's that on top of, like, an Atlantis vibe underneath the water thing. And it looks really funny, but it's, like, you're like, all right, that's cool. So I was just like, in the minds of fans like us, I thought that was pretty awesome. It made me happy. Totally. Happy peppy. So I wanted to ask you, Nadine, where do you think, because you know that there are more than one school in Russia, because Russia is freaking ginormous. Just like it's we know ginormous, that there's more than one school in Africa. But a lot of it is
uninhabited.
Tis true, but I feel like there would be at least a second school.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, I'm thinking Mongolia area, totally, especially after we talked to Grace about Mongolia and magic and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Totally one in Mongolia. And that kind of takes care of the Western kids. I don't know. That was my thought.
Yeah.
So in JK writings in the archives, she said that many of the witches and wizards are basically homeschooled. And not very many go to wizarding schools. So this is what it says. The number of countries that have their own magical school is minuscule compared to those that do not. This is because the wizarding populations of most countries choose the option of homeschooling. Occasionally, too, the magical community is in a given country is tiny or far-flung, and correspondence courses have been found a more cost-effective means of educating the young, which I think thought was funny. like, dear Professor Slughorn, I tried living draught of death and it didn't work. My goldfish is still alive. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. anyway, so my just random thoughts were just like, why has JK not given us more? Because most of the stuff in the archives about schools was written in 2016. Uh-huh. I just kind of want a little, I want more. I've got to keep the spark alive. I just want some more stuff. I want more information.
I know. I don't know why. I feel like when Crimes of Grindelwald started and the Fantastic Beasts series started becoming a thing, I feel like she did a cleanup of Pottermore and anything that could...
Yes.
Things are gone. Or like spoil or...
conflict. Information is gone.
But I am 100% sure on that. I'm always hopeful. Yeah, I'm hopeful that it's because she wants to explore those things more. And without us being able to just access all of this information and know it for ourselves. But it's really frustrating because Pottermore used to just be so much more. And even like the fact that these students ride uprooted trees for brooms, like that's information that used to be on Pottermore and is no longer on there, but we mm-hmm. know it as canon because we all read it on there at one point,
right?
And so we treat it as canon, but other than that, like, we don't have anything on these schools, and it's frustrating because that's so intriguing. Like, it's such mm-hmm. like Harry Potter is a global sensation, and like,
oh yeah, there are, and then having
like every schools... parts of the world that want to think about what school would be like in their country. So I think it's a really popular topic that I want to know more about. So it's hard when you go deep diving and you come up pretty empty-handed, which I mean, so this is the last known wizarding school that we can highlight other than Hogwarts and Ilvermorny. But it says there are 11 of them, and we're like, okay, so we know 8. So where are the other 3?
Like, we need a little bit more information.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm hoping that when the 3rd Fantastic Beasts comes, more information will be given to us because we deserve it.
Yeah, we do.
We deserve it. No, so that one was smaller, but that is, hold on, I gotta make sure I'm not gonna butcher their name. Give me a second. That is Kolvostvo. That is witchcraft. Kolvostoritz. Yes. Please remember that you can reach out to us at We Saw Me Swearcast. Leave us your insight, ask us your questions, and just help us figure out where these other 3 schools are. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, let's list. So let's see if we can list them real fast. Hogwarts, Ilvermorny.
Yes. Durmstrang, Beauxbatons.
Durmstrang, Beauxbatons.
Wagadoo.
Wagadoo. Castle Le Brustro. Japan.
Japan. And Russia.
I cannot pronounce those ones off the top of my head, like listing them off. There's the one in Japan and then the one in Russia. So yes. Even though we just spent all that time talking about Russia, I still can't pronounce it. So
I have to break it down. I get it.
So yeah, like fans, tell us where you think those other three, I mean, the internationally recognized schools, she mentions there are several others. They're just like kind of like not accredited kind of. And she can't vouch for the quality of magic being taught there. Mm-hmm. But tell us what you think. Where are these other three schools? Do you think that J.K. Rowling will publish more on them? Or do you think this is all we get? We just have to theorize. Let us know. Mischief managed.